From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42 people, including a senior intelligence officer. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center. Bashar al-Jaafari, a Syrian government negotiator, told reporters he thought the attack was meant to disrupt peace talks currently underway in Geneva. He also said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. A proposal by U.S. Republican state governors to overhaul a federal program that provides insurance to more than 70 million low-income Americans triggered tensions at a national gathering of state leaders in Washington. The National Governors Association was in the second day of its annual winter meeting with policy discussions so far, focusing on health care reform, education, and cybersecurity. In addition to their talks on domestic issues, a number of state executives spoke to VOA about immigration controversies that have gained widespread attention nationwide in recent weeks. A senior commander says Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the western side of Mosul amid fierce clashes with Islamic State militants. The general, major general told the Associated Press the militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs. Nine of them were blown up before reaching their targets. The 10th did kill two policemen and wounded five. This is VOA News. Here in the U.S., a former labor secretary, Tom Perez, has been elected head of the Democratic National Committee. He will be charged with overseeing the task of rebuilding the party following the presidential win of Republican Donald Trump. He has served under former President Obama and Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, were the frontrunners in the race. He spoke to members of the Democratic Party who met in the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
We are suffering from a crisis of confidence, a crisis of relevance. We need a chair who can not only take the fight to Donald Trump, make sure that we talk about our positive message of inclusion and opportunity and talk to that big tent of the Democratic Party. We also need a chair who can lead turnaround and change the culture of the Democratic Party and the DNC.
Perez, the first Latino to hold the post, won in a contest widely seen as a proxy fight between defeated Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her chief party rival Bernie Sanders. Police in Germany shot and seriously wounded a man after he hit three people with a car, killing one of them. Police say they do not believe the attack to be terrorism-related, but do not know of any possible motive. An investigation is underway. A similar attack took place in Germany this past December when a terrorist drove a truck through a crowded Berlin Christmas market, killing 12 people, injuring 50 more. Pakistan has disclosed it is engaging in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns, and both sides could formalize a deal this week. Bilateral relations have plunged to new lows in recent months, with Islamabad and Kabul accusing each other of harboring anti-state militant groups. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration will begin rolling back Obama-era environmental regulations in an aggressive way as soon as next week. That's according to head of the Environmental Protection Agency. He said that he understood why some Americans want to see his agency eliminate it completely. He says he thinks that some regulations that are in the near term need to be rolled back in an aggressive way, and he thinks maybe next week you may be hearing about some of those. That's the EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt telling the Conservative Political Action Summit in Washington. Pruitt was confirmed as EPA head last week. His appointment triggered an uproar among Democratic lawmakers and environmental advocates worried that he will gut the agency and reopen the doors to heavy industrial pollution. President Trump has signaled he will not take part in the annual dinner of the White House Correspondents Association, an event that is normally a political imperative for the U.S. president. The formal dinner is over 2 months away, but Mr. Trump broke the news about not attending in a tweet. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.